Okay, what we're going to do, Bez Hashem, today, we're going to continue the Shurim in Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. And tomorrow we'll continue Chazara, we're almost finished. And Tuesday, and whatever. And then we'll have a Chumash Shir, hopefully sometime this coming week, right? Parsha Shavua, Shmos, new sefer. We have to write a new sefer, Shmos, and the Chazar B'Chsav on Thursday. Okay. We discussed the various. In Yonim, the first year we gave of lighting Lechavit Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Shalom Bayis. And let's discuss exactly the halachas. Okay. So in page one, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Yezor, I didn't put a bracket there, but Sif Aleph. Yezor Lasos Ner Yofa. You have to make a good light. V'yesh mechuvanim lasa shtei psilos. Some say Tafki should have two candles, two wicks. Echad keneged zochor, v'echad keneged shomer. Haga v'cholim lahosiv l'hadik shlosha arba neiros. And some people do more. So more doesn't take away from the. In other words, as long as you have two there, you have to have two there. It's connected to Zohar v'Shomer. So you don't say if you have three, that's not two. No, it's two plus one, but it's still two. So you don't lose out the significance of the Zohar v'Shomer. And then we read the Ramah before. V'chein nogu ha'isha sheshokcha pamachas lahadlik, but lekas kol yamash shlosha haneros. And if she wasn't madlik, then she lights an extra one, and that's the Maria that we saw. He cholim lahosif al dover mechuvan neged dover acher b'vat shalo yifchos. In other words, if something is mechuvan, means it has to be two. You can add; it doesn't take away from the being mechuvan. So we don't say, well, now it's three, so it's not keneged zochor v'shomer. No, three has two, so it's still two. Oh, now comes the Magen Avraham Sifkot Nalf. It says V'yadlik b'chol hachadorim shaholech shom. So we're trained that the mother in the household does hadlakas neiros, you know, in the dining room usually where you're going to eat, and that's the mitzvah of hadlakas neir Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says that really there's a chiv in every single room. Right, every single room that you're planning to use on Shabbos, there's a chiyuv of hadlakas neir Shabbos. So for us, that means that we're going to turn on the light before Shabbos, and we're going to decide which rooms we're going to use, and then we know we're going to go, you this room, that room, and we'll make sure the lights are on. That's part of the mitzvah of hadlakas neir Shabbos. Now, if you take, yes. Well, right. So, but usually the idea is that there's going to be a light in the room adjacent to the bedroom.
Right.
In other words, it's not a halacha that the room has to have a light in it per se, but there should be the ability, like. So you're not going to keep the light on in the bedroom, but you're going to keep the light on maybe in the bathroom that's next to the bedroom, or the hallway that's next. So whenever you need light, you'll keep the door a little bit open, and the light will come in. When you won't need the light, you'll shut the door.
Right. It doesn't mean everywhere you're going to go, I mean your whole house has to be full of light. I mean every they're going to go and read what.
Right.
And just, I'm just pointing out.
In other words, as long as there's light in any place where you need to be, there's a light source that, hey, you need another one, Yoni, then that's good. We'll talk about it. So take a look. I want to see how you learn page 2, okay? Page 2, Sivvav. Bacharim ha'olchim lilmod chutz l'vesom shrichim l'halig ner Shabbos v'chedrim l'varach alav. Let's read that first halacha. Bachurim hacholchim lilmod chutz lebeisom. You have these people, these men, or you'll tell me what it means. They're learning. They're not staying in their homes. They're going to yeshivas. And that means they're staying in those yeshivas in another location. They live in one place, in one city, and they're going to yeshiva in another city. So says the Mechaber, Shrichim lahadlik ner Shabbos bechedron. So these people who are going to yeshiva and they have their room in the yeshiva to sleep in, which is in a different location from their home, so they have to light Ner Shabbos in their room, ulevarech alav, and make a bracha on the Ner Shabbos. Okay, right? So explain to me this halacha. So what kind of people are these? Bachurim. So what a bachurim mean? What? Single guys who are going to yeshiva. In other words, this is a standard case of single boys who are living in the dorm and they have to light. Is that what it's saying? Is that how you learn? What? Aval Misha who ate Salishto. So is that a separate case or the same case? I mean, obviously it's two. Oh yeah. Right. So the first case is you married also. That's, you have to make that very clear. If you look, we'll see in the Rishonim that in both cases you married. It's one. So one case is that he's married and living away from home. The people used to do that. Today, it's not the minhag so much. But in those days, they had this idea that they would be married, and sometimes they would go away to yeshiva to learn, away from their home, away from their wife. So he's giving two scenarios. The first case is he's not home with his wife, and therefore, so she's lighting Hadlakas Neiros at home, and he's in the yeshiva. So he has to light as well. And the second case is that what? That he's home, Havo Mishahu Eitzel Ishto, Ein Tzorek Lahadlik Bechedro Ulevarachalov, Lefishte Ishto Mivareches Bishvilo. And then the second case is that he's home with his wife. So what is the Mechaber telling you? So he doesn't have to light where? Where? In which room? Chedro. What does Chedro mean? What? He has what? Voila? Say. He has his own study. He has his own room. Right? He has his own study, so, and he's going to plan to use that over Shabbos. So he has to. So there's a chiyuv to light in that room as well. So the chiddush is that he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to do what? Because his wife is doing what? Right, so this still has to be a hadlaka in that room. So what's the chiddush of the mechaber? What? He doesn't have to be mevarech because the bracha is taken care of. Yeah. That's perhaps one way you could learn. That's one bracha perhaps. Because since the woman is making the bracha in the kitchen, in the dining room, so even though he's going to light in some, he's going to turn on the lights in other rooms, which he's going to be using, in some rooms maybe only he's going to be using, but he doesn't have to make a bracha because the wife's bracha covers the whole house. And therefore what? Meaning what? Right. So that's what I was thinking. I think you're right. L'chora, but we don't find such a thing. In other words,
we don't find such a thing only because she's doing Ba'al HaBayis. She has a chiyuv.
But my question is like this. You don't find, say you have a household with a husband and wife and five kids, right? And each kid has his own room, right? And each kid wants to keep a little bit light on his room for Shabbos in their own personal room, right? So he keeps on a night light or a desk light, in their particular room, right? Right. So you never find anyone. I've never seen it. You tell me if you've ever seen such a thing. You never find that each individual family member is going to make their own bracha on their room.
No, but
they're chayv. So why don't they make a bracha?
The mother's
making the bracha. Barabais, yeah, but it's a little strange because usually you don't find such a thing. That usually once one person makes a bracha for everyone, then everyone has to be present for the bracha. You don't find such a thing that, right? When do you ever find such, like your father makes kiddush Friday night, everyone's there. There was this notion that the woman is making a bracha for the whole. So in other words, if the husband is away in yeshiva, the married husband is away in yeshiva, so then he has to light in his room there in yeshiva with a bracha. But if he's home, even though he has a room that's miyuchad for him, then there has to be hadlaka in that room, but he doesn't have to make a bracha because the wife is mevareches.
That's on the you said before that there's the covenant of oneg. So kiddush is like on the oneg. When she makes the bracha, everybody still has to be mad at her. You don't have to be present because you're not. Your bracha is not going on the mic of hadlaka. It's going on the fact that you're mimani from it later on.
Yeah, but we know that there is one hadlaka that a bracha is made on.
Right, but still, we're assuming that we're going to get hadlaka. You don't think, whenever you're making a bracha, it's on kiddush, it's already been drinking from it. But then, how do you drink from it 2 hours later? So I think it's hadlaka, you're getting hadlaka because it's 2 hours later. So maybe every single person has to go by the light and get hadlaka.
No, everyone has to see from it also.
Right.
It's not
what are you saying, Alan?
It's not made on the show light.
What is it made on?
It's made on the
oneg. Only on the covered.
Yeah.
And that's what? Only one hadlaka?
Right.
He's saying there's no. Yeah, but. So what's the lashon l'fisha ishtam bevareches bishvilo? Meaning she's making the bracha uncovered for him, and the shalom bayis doesn't require a bracha. Is that what you're saying? I don't know if that's true, because So how do you understand? One second. So if he's home, so she's making a bracha for the. So there's one hadlaka. You're saying like this. There's one hadlaka that's needed for covered Shabbos. That's one hadlaka in the house, and then there's four other hadlakas going on, but they're just for Shalom Bayis. That's a question. Why is one more covered Shabbos? Everyone that's Shalom Bayis is also covered Shabbos too. What makes this one that this is the covered Shabbos one and this is the Shalom Bayis one?
No, that is also the original hadlaka is also including Shalom Bayis.
And why don't you say all the other hadlakas are also including covered Shabbos?
It's not lacking. If you're going to go into the streets, you have to have a light on to
see. Why isn't that covered Shabbos too? Well, why covered Shabbos is only in the dining room? She must have a mind. Yeah. Even though she's not going to do the Maisa Hadlaka. Right? She's not going to go around to every room in the. Right? Somebody's going to turn on the lights in the living room, and somebody's going to turn on the lights in the dining room, and another person's going to turn on the lights in the bedrooms. Right. But it's a Chiddush type of halacha, because normally, just because you have in mind, unless you're doing the Maisa yourself, the fact that you have in mind, and I didn't hear it. If I heard the bracha, if everyone has to crowd around the mother, and she's going to make the bracha for everyone, and then they're going to go to their respective rooms, and...
So once she already has in mind, now she's leaving the light on in your kid's bedroom.
It's as if she's turning him on.
Right.
But why? But Maisa, she's not. Okay, I'm agreeing. Maybe that's Faka the Pshat, but I'm just pointing out that we don't really have a precedent for this type of Hagdara. That you have in mind, so therefore it counts for everything. We don't. And yeah. Right. Covered is that you do it before Shabbos, and the owner is that you're using it on Shabbos. Yeah, but I'm asking that when the people make the light the electric lights in their respective rooms, they're not making brachas. So the Shalachar is like Jacob said, that the mother's bracha is counting for them. Is a pshat? You don't need a bracha. What's the lashon hamechaber? Fisha ishto mevarechas bishvilo. If you're saying that it doesn't need a bracha, it doesn't have to say ishto mevarechas bishvilo. What? Let's look to see where the source of this halacha is. Okay, and then that'll hopefully clarify things. Okay. So take a look first of all. In the Mordechai, on page 5, Omer Maram, that's Maram in Rutenberg. The Bachurim Ha'olchim Lomod Chutz Leveisim, Shrichim Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Mechedron, Lvoch Alov. It was the Bachurim are young married men that are going out of their homes to learn. They have to, and they're going to get a room, say, and the yeshiva is going to give them a room. They have to be madlik ner shel Shabbos b'chedron l'varach alav mishum d'adlokas ner b'Shabbos kol v'mishum shalom bayis. Shol yikashol be'etzu ve'evet. So they're making it mishum. That's clear that they're making it mishum shalom bayis in the yeshiva dorm room that these married men are staying in. They're going for the yachikala. Yachikala could be a month, right? Yachikala meant right, a month, right? Yarach, yachikala. Yachikala is not a Shabbaton, it's a month.
Aber Misha who ate so Ishto ain't so la had the had federal work love, she should Ishto Mavurk as all Bishvilo.
So don't you see here, Ellie, that you're making that when he's away, he's making the bracha in Bishum Shalom Bais, right? He writes that Beferish.
I don't know if that's should assume
that. Right, but here Mordechai is saying that. Now, let's see more. If you want to see more about what now, the Mordechai is quoting who? The Maharam Rutenberg, right? So it's always good to look when the Maharam Rutenberg is quoted. It's always good to look in the Tashbetz Kotten. Because the Tashbetz Kotten is a sefer that was written by the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg when they were in jail. When he was in jail, right? When the Maharam was in jail, the Tashbetz was there, and he was taking notes. The Maharam was giving him the Divrei Torah in jail. Right? Well? Yeah. So he was in jail, and the Talmud was there with him, the Tashbetz. Yeah, look on page 6. I wrote on top from the Charblot. Sefer Tashbetz min Rabbeinu Shimshon bar Tzadok. 519 minhagim and psakim shall Rabbo Hagon Mor Yisrael Maram Rutenberg Zal. Now, on the right side, as a sefer zeh kosov Talmidu Hanal mipiv biyosi imo b'migdal hasohar maskeres dor achron v'osiv gam dvarim Rabbi Mishalom. This was when he was together with him in jail. He was telling him, I guess it was boring there in jail, so he was telling him different piskei din. You have it here?
Yeah.
Right, we'll read from the article right here. Because the... I'm reading from the article we showed him. Because the condition of the Jews in Germany deteriorated from day to day with new taxes, harsh decrees, and massacres, Maram decided to leave the country and seek refuge in another land. When he arrived with his family in Lombardy, he was recognized by the apostate who informed the bishop of Basel of Maram's identity. The bishop notified the local lord, who arrested Reb Meir on 4 Tammuz 1286 and turned him over to the emperor. Emperor Rudolf subsequently imprisoned the sage in order to extort a huge ransom from the Jewish community. Although the exorbitant sum of 30,000 marks was raised, Maram followed the Mishnaic ruling, would not permit it to be paid, for fear that would encourage the government to imprison other community leaders. During his 7 years in prison, Maram learned, taught, and continued to reply in writing to all questions of Jewish law. Rav Shimshon ben Tzadok, who received permission from the authorities to visit his teacher frequently, recorded his regulations and customs in a work that later became known as Tashbetz, not to be confused with the work of the same name by Rav Shimshon ben Tzemach. That's why they call this Tashbetz Kotten. Maram, who also maintained the voluminous correspondence with the rest of his disciples who were not granted permission to see him. But this Talmud was let in the jail. So he was the one who was let in the jail. So when he was in jail, he said, Rabbi, no, tell me what's doing, and he would tell him some Kiddushi Halachas, and he'd write them down in the jail. So this is a good sefer to have, no? This is the jail book. Right? All of us? So what does he say in jail? So he quotes this from the jail. Statement from the jail. Omer, Osam habachurim haholchim lilmod mimokum lamokum shalo eitzel nishoseim. So you see clearly that the case is that they're married. You see clearly over here. And they're not with their wives. Well, one second. So tzrichim lahadlik be'er Shabbos ne'er ulevarach alof. Mishim darlochiz ne'er Shabbos chova mishim shalom bayis. So what is he saying here? He's saying it's a little different than we've seen till now. Yeah. Kirsch.
The bracha is not right at all. Not only is he not making a bracha,
in other words, the bracha, what?
The poor Rishon said he doesn't make a bracha because, like, his business is
returning from
the house.
Right. No, so tzrichim l'adik v'nev ner l'varchalav. If he's got, read it again. Osam ha-bachur ma'ochim l'umad mi'mokim l'mokim shalo eitzel nishoseim. In other words, they're married guys that are going to yeshiva for the month, away from their wives. They have to be l'adik ner be'erv Shabbos u'l'varchalav. Right, so in their room, in the yeshiva, they... Right, that's the same that we've seen. But because of Shalom Bayis, of Amisha who ate al Ishto Beir, but if you're with your wife, ain't it tzarich lahadlik bechedro, even though you have your own room in the house, you don't have to light. Mipnei she Ishto madlekes bishvilo.
She's making the bracha lechol b'Shalom Bayis.
No, or. Does it mean that she's lying for him in his room?
That's what it's pasha says. You see, ishto not mevareches bishvilo, but what madlekes bishvilo. So that's mashva. But in other words, so she's going and doing all the lighting, so he's not going to have to worry about it. But maybe that would imply that if she's not lighting, he would have to.
Shalom ba, meaning the idea that you shouldn't trip and fall. So if she's lighting for you and she lights the light, so then okay, so you're not going to fall.
Right.
If she's not going. She's tar and she says, "I'm not going to be able to light all the lights in all the rooms."
So you have to light.
You do it.
And what about a bracha?
You make a bracha, Pashas.
And you make a bracha or not? That's what I'm concerned with.
According to the Maharam, you make a bracha.
I would think maybe you should.
Pashas, yeah.
And that would mean that each. So that would mean that if you have a family with five kids. Say five teenagers would make a bracha. Yeah. So I think that's the pashtus. Even though I'm not telling you to do this because it's not minhag Yisrael, as I know. I don't know anyone. But most people didn't look up this tashbetz cotton to see. You see, in the Shulchan Aruch, you see how he after mamish. The Shulchan Aruch says because ishto mevarechas alav. But here it says ishto madlekes. It's a big difference. Because ishto mevareches is mashma this new thing that the woman's bracha takes care of the whole house. Which to me, I don't know, I don't want to say it makes no sense, but like, I mean, and that's the practice. That's the minute. The mother makes one bracha. See, if you would say everyone should huddle around the mother and listen to her bracha and then go to their room, I understand. But no one does that either. Right? No one hears the mother's bracha. And you, right, maybe we should, but we don't. So we have this new hagdara that we have that to me is like a little bit perplexing that the mother's bracha counts for the whole house, which is a new type of thing because we never find such a thing. You see, if there would be only one hadlaka required, so then, okay, one bracha, one hadlaka, and that's it. But here we're saying, no, there are multiple hadlakas required. But the one bracha of the mother is going to count for everybody. Yeah.
Create that type of a situation instead of that, all the problems. In other words, maybe we. Understand what I'm saying?
No.
Maybe we, Dafka, do create circumstances in their home, which the body would say, now only if she has to go out, she can't in the dining room.
Not always. I mean, but then you're saying in a Hanami, if someone would lie from afterwards, that he would make a bracha. We don't find that. And a lot of times, people you know, last minute before Shabbos are still turning on lights and still, what?
So, can you say that when we said that the woman's mitzuya, that's why it's her.
Right.
So, Shemar wants to keep it simple. If we would say, like, we're the way we're being dying in Kashmir, so then it would be like, no one would know, like, this one has to make a bracha, that one has to make a bracha. So we just make it that the woman makes a bracha, she's the one who makes the bracha for the whole house. And then anyone who puts on their own light, so that's, it all falls under her bracha, but they have to have lights on in terms of their own light. But if you would have that everyone has to make their own bracha, so it would be very, very confusing, you know. When they
make
the bracha, when they're doing all
the
stuff, like, you make it much more,
Why is it so confusing? Just, yeah, what's so confusing?
What if he does too? Like, let's say, 20 minutes before Shabbos, he puts on the closet light. And
right.
He realizes, oh, I forgot to do the bathroom light. Or I forgot to put my other closet there, yeah, whatever.
Okay, so let him do that. Why not? I mean, to us it's so far, and you can't, you know, you think it's crazy. But what, two
brothers?
Yeah. So it's all included. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah,
the Mordechai is telling us over here is that there's two aspects. There's the hadlaka, right? And he's telling you that the woman, like we're saying, that the woman is yotze the whole bias with her hadlaka. But then there's a shalom bias that the woman, she normally goes around after she does hadlaka, she's turning on all the lights. When you're lighting, the reason that he's saying that you should have this issue of shalom bias is because normally a person who's away from his house, he doesn't go around and normally when he's at his house take care of the turning on lights and the shalom bias. So he's going to have to do it, but meaning he's saying that you're going to have to do it obviously of a club of a hadlaka to make a bracha on it, right? And also you have this added aspect of shalom bias, which you normally don't take care of, right? It's usually that the isha is doing is lighting bishvilov when you're away at the yeshiva, right? So obviously you're lighting, and it's not only for shalom bias, right? But this is being an added aspect of your chiyuv that you normally don't take care of, right? The woman is the one who's going around and after, you know, being same mindless and
after or before.
But there's two separate things there, clearly. You know, so that's what I mean. When it's saying that you're lighting for the shalom bias, he's saying that he said it's chova, right? He said near Shabbos chova, we should have shalom bias, right? Perish, right? So he's saying that the chova we should have shalom bias. You have to remember that this is, you know, something that is also an aspect of the hadlakas near Shabbos issue.
So therefore,
a person who's lighting in the, so the woman when she makes the bracha, she's yotze the whole house in the hadlaka. But then there's another part.
In which halakha of
the bracha? The bracha is yotze the whole house.
But why? Where did that come from? What kind of halakha is that?
That's we have a halakha of being madlen for Kavod Shabbos.
Well, and then why is that only one halakha for Kavod Shabbos? Why doesn't the Magen Avraham said, why doesn't every room require a hadlaka?
Because something's not going on.
But why is one room more important? Every room is equally important. Yeah, so if you're going
to
have one person go to all the rooms, I understand. In other words, this idea that it covers all the other hadlakas, and even though the person who's doing all the hadlakas didn't hear the bracha, to me that's very mechudish. I mean, look, bottom line is that is the minhag. I'm just trying to grapple to understand. I'm not telling you to change the minhag, but the minhag is that the mother lights and she's the only one who makes the bracha, and somehow that covers the whole house. But to me, that's like very mechudish, Dick. What? What is the key? Why is that key? She's lighting it. But the man is, she's not lighting it.
Well,
Like if you're going to have, say you have a house and you're going to put up 10 mezuzahs in the house. So then, so if you have one bracha, but that's only if the people, and 10 different people are putting up the mezuzahs, the bracha is only going to count if they heard the bracha. But if people are going to come and they put the mezuzahs on the separate doorway and they didn't hear the bracha, so then there's going to be a separate bracha made in every single room. Because every room is considered a bayis b'fnei atzmo. Look, the bottom line is that that's the minhag. Wherever way, you want to explain it your way, fine. Another way, I'm just trying to point out that it's strange. I don't find a precedent in halacha for such a category. Yeah, but it doesn't.
This is the only case.
Yeah. No, in your he's talking about that you're in the yeshiva,
yeah, and the wife
is in another place,
yeah,
and the guy who's in yeshiva is going to light a thing in his room. No. That's if he's Eitzel Ishto. He's not in yeshiva. The first case is he's in yeshiva. He's not with his wife. So then he has to make his own hadlaka and to make a bracha. The other case is he's with his wife. So then he doesn't make his own bracha. Yeah, there is a concept, but that's not. Look, I'll by certain things we say that. Because usually we don't say it. I mean, so what the house is Dalaramas? But bottom line is, you need the fact that you lit in one room is not going to be mayor of the other room. You lit upstairs is not going to. It's still dark, pitch dark in the basement. So what? It's Dalaramas. But the din of Adlok is near Shabbos. Is the din of Metzias? Is there light in this room? Is there not light in this room? Yeah. Oh, so you have to say that's what Rabbi Berg was thinking. It could be that the Chachamim only instituted one bracha per house. A Chovas Bayis, yeah, but okay. But as Rabbi Berg pointed out, that the halach is, we'll see that if you're a guest in someone's house, you have your own Chiyuv too. So you see that they didn't institute just one. So how you could say one bracha per household? Per household. Right, per household. But that's also mechudish. We don't find such a thing. Right, I mean, but maybe the question is the fact that the Magen Avraham saying you have to light b'chol chadarim, is that just a chumrah, or is that me'ikar adin, what the Magen Avraham is saying? That you b'chol chadarim, the first Magen Avraham we started with today. It should be me'ikar adin. That's what Rabbi Yom Zilbeth says. Rav Ozna says maybe it's only chumrah, but it should be me'ikar adin, right? Because there'd be no more shalom bayis in one room than the other room. Right, you can fall in any room. There's no any room is equal footing to fall.
Sfarim
what?
Father makes it a house, and then someone, the son's in yeshiva, he doesn't have to like because he's from.
Yeah, but that's only because there's one hadlaka. Here, there's going to be a separate hadlaka. You understand? There, he's making one hadlaka for everybody. One maisa. So it's one maisa, one bracha. Because the bracha is usually on the maisa. So it's one maisa, one bracha. That I understand. But here, we're saying that the.
Because on every other maisa, that's going to happen. Like,
so that.
mean, it still might be one maaser. It's the same.
You
it's
see,
like,
to me,
it's separate maaser love, but it's not a separate maaser itself.
Yeah. You see, midvei ishto madlek. You see, if you say the lashon of the Tashbeis, ishto madlek is bishvilo. So then I understand. She's doing the lighting, so her bracha, she's going to go around, so I can understand. That's probably what the pshat is. And maybe in the Hanami, maybe this whole thing that we do is just like, it's a misunderstanding of what the Maram in Rutenberg really meant.
If it's shown by it, then the person himself knows, meaning my wife could lie, but then she maybe doesn't know that I go into this room, so if I go into a certain room on Shabbos afternoon, then I have to light there.
Right.
I'm going to be using it, so I'll show them by it for me.
So you're going to light there? No. So should you make a bracha? So we don't make a bracha. I can't imagine that he probably holds one chi of Chovas Abayis. He's into Chovas Abayis type things. Could be. He could ask. Probably not. I mean, I don't think anyone does. But and look, the bottom line is the minhag is that there's one hadlaka made in a regular household for the whole household. And even if different people are turning on lights, it's all included in that, even if they didn't hear the bracha. I'm not trying to change the minhag. I'm just trying to understand it and see what it's based on.
He says here it would be better for each person to light in his own room if he knows.
I mean,
this is coming to teach us that even there,
she should be lighting.
I mean, she should be lighting the whole
right
everywhere.
Right, because
so they should have a list. We need lights on this room. She has to go through the list.
Right.
Maybe that's traveling 100 steps. Would you light the candles?
Did you go to this?
In the Obata, she lit the ones.
But right, so does she go to this room, this room, this room, this room? Yeah. Yeah, but we're assuming that the candles and the electricity are the same. I don't know if it's a bit. I don't know if it's up to the oven. Yeah, because what we try to do is turn off the lights from before and put. Oh. Now, what's considered B'nai Bat? So let's assume, again, I don't totally understand it, but that's the bottom line, is that every household requires their own... So then there's another discussion. What's called somech al shulchano? Whereas if you somech al shulchano, you're nichlal in that same hadlaka. So the machlokes, the ginas v'radim and the prima gadim, what's called somech al shulchano? The ginas v'radim says an interesting chiddush on page 13. He's talking about Hanukkah, but one of the Svarim applies it to Shabbos as well. He says, "Hadach sanoi mechayv l'shtatev in balabayis bepriti im yesh lo cheder l'atzmo tzarech l'adlik l'atzmo v'anis daig didavke bach sanoi shenosin hotzol l'balabayis." Because when you go to your in-law's house, do they charge you? I don't know, did they charge you for the meals when you go there for Shabbos? This time they didn't charge. Right. So maybe that's called Somech al Shulchano for Shabbos. Since they didn't charge you, then you're Nichlal on their Hadlacha. That's Mechayv the Shtatif. Somachoshulchano means that you're eating from his food, as opposed to if you're a boarder that's paying for the food and board. So that's how the Gan HaMelech went. One second, Ali. But the Prima Gadim disagrees. The Prima Gadim says, right, but if you're going to your in-law's house, or you're not even your in-law's, you're going to an offer for Shabbos, and you're staying by whoever, and you're going for free, and you're going to eat a meal. Oh, but let's say you ate Friday night by them, right? So then you're Somech al Shulchano. Then you don't have to lie. I mean, it's not like that. And the Prima Gadim says no, that Somech al Shulchano has to mean that you're supported by them. Just not that just this Shabbos you're getting food for them. The Prima Gadim is on page 14. But since you're only there for today, tomorrow you're going home, then you're not considered a Somech al Shulchano. Whereas the Ginas Varadim says no, that's called Shulchano, and that's not Nafkamina for Neres Chanukah. In other words, we have this idea of Mishtatev Papruta for Neres Chanukah, so the Ginas Varadim would say, but if you're going to somebody's house for Shabbos and you're eating in their house, so that means you're Somech al Shulchano. So you don't have to lie to yourself. So we're usually Machmir. But I think people are Machmir with this, they don't know about the Ginas Varadim. I think if they know about the Ginas Varadim. No, we'll see in a second. If they're going to give you your own private room. In other words, the halacha is. Let's see if you're actually here. One second. Yeah, we'll see in a second. Ellie, what do you want
to
say? Right.
So how
would that work? Like, you know, would they have to, like, put out 6 candles to show that you're, like, showing candles? But maybe that's only when, like, Rabbi Willig said, so, yeah. Right. Oh, we'll get to that. So it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 2, this is the one I didn't bracket. Yeah. No. Okay. Right. See, in Halacha Zion, back to page 2. Halacha Zion, I didn't bracket it. I should have, but I didn't. Siv Zion. Oreach she'ein lo cheder miyuchad. V'gam ein lan ligal av v'veso, tzorech lishtatev b'priti. There is an oreach that doesn't have a cheder miyuchad. So that means that what? that if he would have a cheder miyuchad, that the oreach is supposed to light in the cheder miyuchad. He's sleeping. With, I guess, some of the family members. Yeah, they put him with the kids. They're a single guy. They're going to put him with two brothers in the room, and there's a third bedroom in that. So, Areach She'ein Lo Cheder Miyuchad. V'gam Ein Amad Ligim Lo Beveso. And no one's lighting for him, meaning no mother or wife is lighting for him. Sorach l'shtatev b'priti. So he has to be mishtatev b'priti. But that's if ein lo cheder miyuchad. But if he has a cheder miyuchad, so then he has the light in his cheder miyuchad. Yeah. Right, so a lot of posts can point out that there seems to be two chiyuvim. There's a chova that you have to light or be part of a family that's lighting, number one. And then there's another chova that there has to be light where you are. So say you're in the dormitory here. So your mother's lighting wherever she is, she's lighting. So you're part of that, if you're somech al shulchanah, so then you're part of that hadlaka. Right? You're part of that hadlaka. So that yotze your chovas hagavra to have a hadlaka. That everyone has to have hadlaka l'kavod Shabbos. You yotze that. But then there's another halakha that there has to be light where you are physically. If your mother's lighting in California, then it's not going to help you see in New York. So then you have to light. Then there's another halakha that you light for shalom bayis with a bracha. So pashtus is, so if you're in the dormitory, pashtus is you keep a light on and you light with a bracha, because even though your mother is lighting at home, so you yotze the chovas haguf that you're part of her hadlaka. But bottom line is you have another halacha of shalom bayis of wherever you are has to be have a hadlaka.
That's
a
minute or
no? So. Rav Gutman said to me once that if you don't want to have light in your room and you have light in the hallway, so then you're not, in other words, so you're not mechuyev to light more in your room if you want to you just use the light in the hallway, and then you're not going to light.
Are you saying that like that's what you should do, or
yeah,
you would want to have a light in your room?
So, but in other words, you have shalom bayis in the hallway,
right.
and the hallway's on already, right. So you're not turning on the hallway. So then the shalom bayis you have from the hallway, and then the chiyuv gavra to light is being done by your mother. So then you have both chiyuvim, and memela. Therefore, you wouldn't. Well, so Rabbi Berger thought, but if you say you need more light in your room,
you have to make a bracha.
So then you'd lie to make a bracha.
But in the yeshivas, they don't.
In the yeshivas. But l'chora this, l'chora. So, as I said, I have trouble understanding the concept of what, of why not everyone's making their own bracha. I have trouble understanding. But even the Maram who says that's only if you're in that same place. But if you're in a different place and you're lighting a shalom bayis, that's beferish that you light and you make a bracha al shalom bayis. That's beferish that there's a din that you light al shalom bayis. Right, so then, in other words, say for example, you're going away for Shabbos, and they give you your own room, and it's very dark, and you want to keep a light on, a little small night light or whatever, so then you can make a bracha. Yeah. Right. Now, so now comes the big shaila. And this is the shaila going away to your in-laws for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Right.
So then, Malachi might say, why does the woman write it wrong?
Right, so either based on the Prima Gadim, she's going to...
It's only a couple of days,
right. And you're going to have a Cheder Miyuchad. So best is...
Why do we light her own?
Yeah,
can you light
her own?
Right, so really you should lie in the Cheder Miyuchad. So I had a situation, this is the Shabbos, I was away with my wife, and so I told her to, there was a light in the closet. So I told her to turn on the light in the closet, and then go down that light, and this way. Right, but this is I turned on in the same room. This is, right, so the light in the closet was in the Cheder HaMiyuchad. And then light the candles, you know, where the...
It's after her. If Rebbe would have done it, then it wouldn't have helped anything?
Well, based on this thing we're saying, that you're in close proximity, the bracha counts, whatever that means.
Because right. We have the same thing, and I turn on the light in the room.
Okay, so it's better if she would turn on the light in the room. Yeah, because she's making the bracha, so let her turn on the light.
So,
in
the in-laws
case,
turn on a light in the room or somewhere else.
Or yeah, in some yeah.
And then light the
house. Right. No, but we make the bracha afterwards. So it'll go on everything. Just you shouldn't be mafsik too much. Well, like because here is a question not only of Shalom Bayis, it's also a question, see in your case it's not only a question of Shalom Bayis, it's a question of the Iker Din of Chovas Gavra.
Right.
And so the Chovas Gavra has to, the Chovas Gavra is a woman and the Chovas Gavra is in your Bayis, so the Cheder HaMiyuchad. Minhag Yisrael is not like, you're right. No, so I'm saying the Minhag Yisrael is that one, the Minhag Yisrael, as most people do it, is the mother in the house lights for the whole house, and well, for her household, for her household. Right, for her, and even though they didn't listen. And other guests who are coming, they'll light their own because they're not part of her household, and not like the Ginas of Aradim, like the Prima Gadim, that's not called Tomech al Shulchanah. Because once you're Tomech al Shulchanah, they become part of your household. So the question is, what's called Tomech al Shulchanah? Is it a one-time thing, or is it man which means financially being supported? I don't think it should make a difference. Not everyone agrees with this, but I don't think it should make a difference. Bottom line is, if she's supporting you, she can live in Timbuktu. Good one, though. Yeah. Yeah, that would be the best thing. in with her mother. Right. 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 Oh, so a couple of things here. So number one, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. What's with the Lubavitcher Rebbe? So Lubavitcher Rebbe was very into single girls lighting their Shabbos candles, and a lot of people were angry with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And they said,
angry with him, or they just didn't like
it? Right, I don't know. Angry? They weren't angry. They were, I don't know. They were not happy. Right. So he started this thing. Right. This was a big thing. This is a big thing in the 70s. I remember this growing up as a kid. Everyone knew the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that all the girls, right, should light Neir Shabbos with a bracha, right? Before your time, but you probably heard about it, right? Right? This was a big thing, right? The rabbi from Chabad. My friend Rabbi Mr. Zalman Alpert from the library, I was discussing with him because he knows these things. He thinks that this was the Rebbe's like response to he thinks this is the Rebbe's response to feminism in the 70s when feminism was getting great. So he thought this was the way he could give him something. This is his perhaps his response to feminism. Yeah, one second. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's the. You could say that that's the pshat in the what the Shulchan Aruch says of, you know, Ishto Mevareches Alav. You know. So Rav Avad. So first the Rebbe on page 50. The Rebbe's here on page 15. Rav Avad. Harabi. What about the rabbi? So the Rebbe, you know, he has the Sefer Shari Halacha Minhag. Four volumes, on one volume in Arachayim, Yardaya, you know, all the things from the Rebbe. So he has the thing, Hadlakas Neir Shabbos Yomtiv L'Nei Nesuin. So first he starts off, I don't know, it's a little strange, you know, if he quotes from Rivka. It says that you know, Yitzchak liked Rivka because he saw the same things that he saw in his mother's house, the Ner Dolok. So there was a Ner Dolok in Rivka's house. How old was Rivka? 3. She was a little 3-year-old. And she had the Ner Dolok, and her mother passed away. So the Rebbe says, so who was lighting candles then? Probably Avraham was lighting, right? Avram was lighting because he didn't have a wife, so he lit. And yet Rivka also lit. Dacharaya. Right? He took Rivka as a wife only after he saw Ner Dolok Me'ev Shabbos. Roy Mizesh on Hagash or Rivka, Haisol Adlik Ne'ev Shabbos Kodesh, Kamlefne Hanesuin. Vise Mizul Das Rashi, Rezur Haisol Rivka Ve'es Nesuah Basholosh. So in other words, not only for single girls, but even single girls who are not bar mitzvah yet. Gil shadai nechiv mitzvah, so often became ki mikvar as mitzvah hadlachas neiros. Loza levar el zehaya inyan ikare levar shahaya harehi sara imo velechil sheyek veikach lo ishan. And you can't say that there was no others. Shari Avram Avinu kiyem is kolot haru gar mitzvah rabbana din shimisha in a medlekes. Once Sarah died, Avram had a chiv to light the whole Erev Shabbos. And yet, Rivka didn't say, I'm going to be so mech on my father's hadlaka. Right? She went also. Vafal pikein lo his kapka Rivka the hadlaka is in there, shall Avram, shahayog, gorum chuyav. Eladlik vatsum, vafal pishay sa as katana bas gimel shonim. Mizeh hara brura. Asher lo rak banos mitzvah shel fnei sum tzrichos ladlik el gam yilodos ketanos migil sholosh ve'elach. Right, from 3 years and on. Okay, from 3 years and on, single girls should like. Yeah. And then he continues on page, take a look on page 18. You'll find it interesting on page 18. He wants to give another reason on the left side. I didn't put an arrow there, on the left side. Tam nosaf l'nechitzas hadlakas neir shabbos also called benos Yisrael. Another reason he thinks that single girls should light candles is haray al yidei neir shabbos zochim lebonim. Neir Shabbos Yizochel Abanim, not only Banim but Chasanim Talmidei Chachamim. Chaim Bedarz Avrusha Hachorim Hayu Eilah Machlitim Benogel Shidduch Habas Chus Hadlokas Neir Shalheim Ikaris. In other words, in the old days the parents used to decide the Shidduch. So Mevela, the mother lights, will have right insight to get the proper Shidduch. But today the girls are deciding the Shidduchim on their own, so they better light to get the right. So Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, you know, disagreeing with the Rebbe. I'm not going to do the whole tshuva. You know, and a lot of people, this was like one of the controversial things that people had with the Rebbe. You know, it was the Nearest. So Rav Avadia and Chelek Sheni has a tshuva. Benos Ravakos, single girls, has smuchos al shulchan areim, ha'im tzrichas lahadlik Nearest merav Shabbos, tim tzrichas lavarach al hadlokas Nearest. Right? That's the question. Do they have to light? And so he concludes, I'll tell you in the gist what he says, but let's look at his conclusion on page 22. V'sikum yikir halacha ein kol chov al benos harvakos hasmuchos or shulchan areim lahadlik neir Shabbos. The olam lo nogu benos hasfardim ve'edos hamizrach v'asas kein. No one ever, the svardim for sure didn't do it. Mikol mokam yesh mitzonim l'snag b'chasidus hachem v'lasim lahadlik neir Shabbos b'chadreim. In other words, if they want, they can light in their own room. But also lahen levarach al hadlokas neiros. El shmua bracha mipi ha'im, and then because he's working. If you read the tshuva, you'll see he's working with this idea that one hadlaka for the house. But if you say that maybe that's not so poshut, so maybe it's not so bad what the Rebbe said. You know, because as I said, I'm having trouble understanding this concept of one hadlaka for the house. Oh, so the Rebbe was talking about having the candle set up near the mother, not in their own room, right? So this, you have to look in the Mariel. The Mariel, on page 23, talks about Al Hanoshim Hamadlikim Bebeis HaKnesses. There used to be women who would light Neir Shabbos in Shul, Umevarchim. There were many lights in the shul anyway, and now they're lighting themselves. So he thinks that just like if you have two or three balabatim, ochlim b'mokum echad, beis gimel balabatim, kol echad levarach al menorah shalom. Everyone can light their own Neir Shabbos. Avol pish sheish kvar ora meruba. Nearly yashiv chol mash the mitosif ora yesh bar shalom bayis tvei v'simchi yisera. Because even though there's the Mariel says, even though there's already light in the room, but if you add light,
nach besser.
So and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch back on. Page 2. Sifches. says shnayim u'shlosha balabatim ochlim b'mokum echad. If you have two or three balabatim that are ochlim b'mokum echad, yesh omim shakol echad mevarach al menorah shalom. Right, everyone should make on. In other words, they're all eating in the same room. Right, they're in the hotel. They're all eating in the same room, so everyone should light their own Shneir Shabbos. V'yesh megangim b'dover, and some people don't like this. Nochel izar b'safik bracha shelo yivarach alechad. So the Mechaber says he's not sure because maybe if one person's lighting, so what is this? What's the second person lighting for? They're in the same room. But the Ramah says, "Aval anu ein nogin came," meaning we're knowing that everyone lights with a bracha in the same room. But that's maril, that it's Tosefta Zohar. Now, the question that has to be raised, and I wanted to, Rav Shuldi, I want you to tell me what you think, and others, please, all tell me what you. Everyone should tell me what they think, and that is. There was a maril saying there was a lot of ore in the room, right? You saw, and then you could still light more because of Tosefta's aura, it adds simcha. So would you say the same thing by? And this is the question. This is the, one of the big questions in our scenario today, where you have the lights on. Would you say that adding adds Tosefta's aura, Tosefta's simcha, or that's talking about when there was ore, but it was still like shvach, and now. In other words, like, imagine a cave, right? So you have a lot of lights there in the cave, right? But if you light another one, it's still going to do something. But here, it's like totally lit up. Maybe the Maril wouldn't allow. In other words, would the Maril permit in our... So a lot of people who don't turn on the light are assuming that the Maril would permit it even in our situation. Rav Shechter thought that no, that the Maril was talking about that it's a dark room and there's still lights there, and now you're going to add more, so there'll be Tosefta Zohar. But if it's mamish like what we have today, even the Maril would agree that... That you can't make a bracha. So nice, and most people who are, you know, don't turn on lights, turn off, you know, they just do it, which is probably most people, right, around the world, not turning off lights and on lights and this, assuming the Maril would apply even today. Maybe someone wanted to say maybe the idea is it still adds like dignity or some type of simcha. You know, I don't know, you tell me. Or is it like totally like someone once said maybe it's a din like an ambiance type of thing which could add to Kavod Shabbos. Yeah, even though it's like totally candles make it, you know, just so if you say like that then you wouldn't have to shut off the lights. So that's why I was wondering. In other words, if you say that the Lubavitcher Rebbe's thing for girls, and even though the girls are lighting by their mothers, but anyway, to me, it's not so it's not so posh with this idea that there's one hadlaka, you know, because to me, every room is a different bias. Right, so I'm saying, in other words, maybe they're chayiv. See, strictly speaking, it's not only good in the girls, it's good in the boys too. But that was Alman Alper was saying, he thought the Rebbe was just trying to pacify the feminists. No, but he, you know, the Rebbe deals with the whole. Yeah. Who? Yeah, sure. Rabbi Warman has a piece. I have to look it up. In one of his earliest farm, I think he has a piece on the Lubavitch. No? Not in the earliest form? I'll check. Maybe you're right. I didn't have time. When I was making the packet, I was going to look it up, but I didn't have time. Yeah, that's what he said. What? So he talks about that too. It's all in the packet. They asked him, I lamed him, called him Matan Torah. So that's a question. Certain things you all lamed him, called him Matan Torah. He talks about it. It's all. See, to me, once you're going to say it's Tosefis Ora, see, to me, the fact that you yotze with your mother, I'm not sure that that's what the Maran meant. It could be that he just meant that the woman was doing the hadlaka. But so you'd have to put together the concept of Tosefis Ora of the Maril together with the fact, you know, what we think the Tashbetz Pshat is in the Maran, and then it would come out okay. Right, so then the guy should lie too. But it's not the minig. So, how does any minig become? How does the minig become the minig? I mean, you see, to me, it's not pasha why everyone shouldn't just make a bracha in their own bedroom. But here, I'm not here to change the. In other words, what I want to teach you is like how you so you learn up halacha. You know, you can't just read the mechaber and you think you can understand anything, right? Without looking up the makoros and seeing exactly what it's such a big difference. Like the mechaber brings it down sheishto what mevareches b'shvilo. In the Maram it says, in the Tashmei it says madlekes. That's a big difference. Because madlekes might just mean she's doing all the hadlakas, but maybe in a chanami if she's not, then there would be. That's what we're suggesting as a possibility. Again, I'm not here to change the minute, but it's clear that even according to all opinions, if you're in a different location and you need it for shalom bayis, then you have to light. Because if you're there was l'chor l'kulei alma, if you're away from your house and you're in a dark place and there's no light in the hall and you have to lighten your room to lighten it up, then you should make a bracha. Because that's the din of bachurim. So bachurim, they have their wives lighting for them, or single ones have their mothers lighting for them. So either way. You turn on a incandescent bulb. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, it were like Rabbi Berg said, if you want a light in your room, in your apartment, a dorm room, whatever, and you want to, let's say you have an apartment here in the, you want to keep a light on in the apartment, so you can make. Car, you can make a bracha on that. What do you mean, someone else? Who's? Then they should light themselves. No, but they don't have to light with fire. They can light with the night light. Well, the night light. Yeah. Yeah, so pashas is you're supposed to light where you're eating. Yeah, that doesn't mean it doesn't have to be daska on the table. It could be. In some places, you have to do it on the table. Yeah, so it's brought down that different opinions. You know, on the table, some say dafka. But you see in Halacha Tess, we didn't, here, take a look at Halacha Tess on page 2. They talk about Hamadligim is Avias Chabayis, Va'ochlim Bechotzer. In other words, they would eat out in the chatzer and they would lie it indoors. So it has to be long enough so when they come home, it's still they still could use it. Here, look at page 7. What about page 7? Love and Pincus, page 7. Rabbeinu Baruch Omar Lo Sha'aviv Rabbeinu Simcha Rabbeinu Baruch said in his name of his father Rabbeinu Simcha Rogel Bekayet Slasus Kach Lalik Ne Rebesuv Lecho Bechotzer. They would eat outside and they would light the candles inside. So you see a precedent that it doesn't have to be on the table. Because obviously they were eating outside. Well, there it was a situation because it would have been too hard to Either way. Different opinions, but either way. Yeah, some dafka lie on the table, some lie on the... But take a look on page 9. I want you to see page 9. There is a rule on page 9. Look at page 9, Rabosei. See, Gminda Kosher, who l'hadlik t'chila kol neir shebabais. See, this is what we talked before. A good minhag is to first light all the lights that you need in the house. V'achakach neir shol gabei shulchan. Go say neir who abol kovet Shabbos. See, this really is what really is the right way to do it. In other words, go around the house first, put on all the lights, and then light the last one on the table or near the table, and then make a bracha. That'll include everything. That's what Zeruah says. That's the minhag kosher. That would be the best thing. Again, people are not matmi because people don't understand. People have a mindset that these are the Neir Shabbos. They don't have this mindset that Neir Shabbos. Because I think part of it has to be that in the Zman HaGemara, the whole house was one room. Right? The Maril talks about that. Like, they didn't have so many rooms. Maybe they had like dividers with curtains, but they didn't have like different rooms. Right? The house was the room. One house, you know what I mean? The whole house was one room. So, so for privacy, you have curtains to quarter off, maybe beds and stuff like that. But basically, it was one room. That's why the Ramah quotes a minhag that you only put a mezuzah on the front door. So Maramor doesn't like it. But where did it come from? So the Maril says it wasn't Stam Amaratzis. It's because basically the house was one room. So maybe they had once in a while another little room. But it was basically, well, the whole house was one room.
Isn't that the
Ramah? No. You need a door.
Do you solve a lot of these problems when the wife likes the men just
get through the Ramah?
When the wife lights the
men, just
go
hear
the bracha.
Yeah, but we're not knowing that either. Yeah, in other words, the men should be there and everyone should be there.
I don't know
any household. Whether it be in Lakewood or in Teaneck or in West Orange or in Brooklyn or in Williamsburg, that the men all come to hear the mother's bracha. But I like what the word Zaruah says.
Right. Everything should be done.
That the mother should go around first to all of the rooms and make sure.
Or,
yeah, this is it, but or maybe the, everyone's a shliach of the mother, and then have.
What's the thing before? Everyone's a shliach of the mother.
Right.
The mother
likes it. Right. Even a shliach, you. Right. Yeah. But usually, if the shliach does a ma'aseh mitzvah. So then they have to make their own. Usually, the Birkas HaMitzvah is going with the person who does the Maisa Mitzvah.
Unless someone else is making it for them.
Yeah.
I mean, like by Tefillin, we find that.
What do we find?
That's it. I'm either mistaken.
So. What do we find?
We find nothing.
Right, so. Yeah.
What other things that apply that by lighting the candles, you're accepting shots? Because he says, like, so maybe that's why he says to light all the.
Okay, could be, right, okay.
But, like, if we know that you're not a
Okay.
And just because you're making the bracha doesn't mean you can't light other lights later.
Right. Right, if you're not a Mikabel, right. Okay, everybody, I just wanted to show you these Makaras. Get you like a sensitivity about, you know, what the Neir Shabbos is about. I'm not here to try to change the minhagim, but it would be nafkamina in situations where you're away from home and you have to light your own, you know, you have to know that there could be a chiv, and even with a bracha in certain situations. And we should be mayan more and think about, go through the makaris and think about what was being said.